on Buckets of Books talking about books we've recently read.
So I'm reading a new book now. It's about the Bronte sisters. It's called Becoming Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre is one of my all-time favorite books, so I thought, like, this will be good to kind of, like, I don't really know much biographical information about the Bronte sisters besides, you know, very surface level. And I thought it would be, you know, kind of get me in that Jane Eyre sort of mood. But I've been really disappointed with it, actually. I think that the writing is just so bad, and that feels like an insult to Jane Eyre, you know?
Is it, like, a fictionized biography or nonfiction? Or?
Yeah, it's sort of it's a fictionalization, but I do think that she, like, did her research and tries to hold true to their lives pretty much, just more, like, I don't know, telling you about what her life was like as she was writing Jane Eyre. But I feel like, I don't know, because of her desire not to get anything wrong, it's kind of, like, watered down. Like, I just read a whole chapter from the nurse's point of view, and it was so vague. Like, the character was just referred to as the nurse. And I feel like it was just because, like, the author knew that there was a nurse, but didn't, you know, want to, like, add anything fictional at all, I guess. So it feels like, I don't know, I almost feel like I could have written the part of this book that I've read so far, or parts of it, with my very limited knowledge of Charlotte Bronte, and just kind of been vague about dreary English weather, and, you know, using my knowledge of the book itself. Like, it just feels very bland to me.
That's disappointing. I think it's, like, it's hard because, like, some of these authors, like, a lot of them do have really fascinating lives, and others, like, their writing is what makes them so fascinating. It's, like, when you take the writing away, it's, like, and you're only focusing on the history, like, that's not a fun book to read.
Yeah, and maybe I would have just liked a straight-up biography more, but trying to get in her head, I don't know, it feels limited. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I am learning some things about her life that are interesting and things that inspired the book, but I don't know. I also think that the author is trying to kind of copy Charlotte Bronte's writing style a little bit, but it falls very flat in comparison. Like, I wish almost that she had, you know, just used her own writing style.
I think that's so hard. Like, to copy Jane Eyre is, like, a whole other book on its own. But it's like, it's easier to get into a fictionalized biography then it might be a just, like, a straight-up nonfiction book, but it's, like, if it's less good because of that, I would rather read the nonfiction.
Right. I feel that way, too. I don't know. I think she's kind of, like, I don't know. Charlotte just feels pretty blah. The writing is blah. Like, I'm pretty disappointed, but it is short, and it's been a fast read, so I think I will see it through. But I don't really recommend Becoming Jane Eyre.
Disappointing. A little while ago, this is actually kind of a long while ago, but yeah. I got this, like, also fictional, non-fiction sort of thing about Artemisia Gentileschi, like, the painter.
That's awesome. I love her.
I love her. I love her work. And I got, a while ago, I got a graphic novel that's just called Artemisia that's about her, and it's, like, amazing. And this fictionalized biography was by the same author who wrote Girl in Hyacinth Blue, which is another book that I love, which is just straight up, like, fiction short stories, and I love that. But it was, like, it was also really, like, not boring, because she has such a fascinating life, but, like, the writing was boring, and just, like, somehow trying to fit this, like, ancient Italian sort of, like, vibe almost, and I don't know, it just wasn't working, even though she's, like, fascinating.
I love the idea of a graphic novel, though. It seems like a befitting medium for her, but also, like, it would be really hard, like, to incorporate the paintings and that kind of thing in a more graphic style.
The painting is the cover of it, her, like, famous Judas one. But the graphic novel is just called Artemisia, and I definitely recommend that. But the book I was going to talk about today, just sign up from biographies, is Letters from Max, which I saw the play. Sarah Rule wrote the play, Letters from Max, and I saw that with my class, like, about a month ago. And it's based off of her friendship with one of her students in her playwriting and poetry classes, this poet, Max Ritvo. And they wrote, this book is like a, she pieced them together, but it's these emails that they sent back and forth to each other over the course of like 6 years or something. And it's just like, these, the play itself is beautiful and like tragic and like one of the best plays I've ever seen. I went with my class and like we were all like sobbing at the end, and it, I don't know, beautiful. And then the book is like somehow it's almost word for word the play. I mean, it's not like broken up by character, but it's pretty much like they say the same things in the same order. But like seeing the words on the page like added this whole other level to it, and it was just this whole other like, I don't know, just, like, the most poetic emails that have ever been written, like, poetry in and of themselves. And then they're also, like, Rule and Ritvo's poems are, like, interspersed throughout the book. And the basic plot is that he, not even plot, story, is that Max, like, he has terminal cancer and he knows that. And so the book is him coming to terms with that and, like, the end of their friendship because of that and, like, the end of his poetry because of that. And it's beautiful, 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 and I definitely recommend it. The play, I think, is, the tour is done now, but the book I recommend to everyone. It's, like, it's not an easy read, but it's, like, it's easy to get into it. But yeah, that was one of the best things I've read in a while.
Is it all emails and letters?
It's all emails, yeah, but it's not, like, short, like, text-like emails, it's, like, pages of emails, where it's almost like a whole bunch of like very short essays. Like the emails do respond to each other and build off each other, but it's like it's about their friendship and just like this, the voice that they would write to each other in, and like I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like each essay is almost, or each email is almost like an essay or like a poem or something that they are sending to each other, and like it is a conversation, but it's like an extremely poetic, well-written conversation.
Wow. That seems like a, you know, not a natural fit to adapt to the stage, because form seems so important, and the writing and the, you know, having it laid out in that written email format.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if she wrote the book or the play first, but they had always planned to write the book together. The play is a two-person show, and it's just the two of them talking to each other the entire time. And the emails can be read like it's a conversation. I think in the play, they, like, split up the chunks a bit more, so it's not just, like, a lot of different monologues, and more so, like, actually a conversation of their emails. But I don't know, it's, like, the voice for all of it is so strong, and the play is, like, amazing. I really like Sarah Rule. I like a lot of her plays, but this one is, I don't know, it's beautiful.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it would be easy to get into in that form. It feels like I've been hearing about a lot of, I don't know, plays based off of, like, fine art stuff. Like, that's been kind of a trend lately, as opposed to, you know, like, the bigger, flashier motifs. Mm-hmm. Like, my sister just went to a Broadway play that she loved. I forget what it's called, but it's based off a photographer, and she's a photographer, a fine art photographer. Mm-hmm. And so that already felt, like, groundbreaking. It's a, like, a photographer who she loves and who is kind of, like, her grandfather mentor, like, her mentor's mentor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do you even do that? How do they, you know, have this play about his photos? And she's like, well, it's really based in his family, and they kind of like project the photos up, but they kind of act like they're like family, like slideshow stuff, and the family all talks about it. And that kind of reminded me of that, like, I don't know, a lovely look at format for the stage.
No, 100%. It's like, it is their poetry, and there will be times when, like, they pause and they talk to the audience and perform, like, a spoken word poem, but, like, it's about them, and it is about poetry because they were both poets, but it's about their love for each other and, like, their friendship and their, just, like, their existence as people in the world and their poetry, like, underlying that. But it is about poetry. Like, it's a play about poetry, but the poetry is because of the relationship between these two people, unless so it's not like, let's make some poems. It is kind of, but yeah, really, really good.
Didn't you write about it for the school newspaper?
I did, yeah. I know, I feel like I have all the things I have to say about this play is that it's, and this book is that it's super good and everyone should read it. But it is super good and everyone should read it.
Yeah, I wish that the play were still going on or toured, but I definitely want to read the book now.
You should. It's really good.
I guess we'll talk to you next time on Buckets and Books.